Another one looming on the horizon is the finalization of this produce rule that the Food and Drug Administration has proposed. Now, we're very grateful that I think a lot of us speaking out were successful. I know we're successful in having that rule delayed or at least pulled back temporarily. But throughout 2014 and the, on into 15, there will be another attempt by the Food and Drug Administration to have these rules on produce. They're onerous. There have been issues relative to water quality that can be used in vegetable operations. There's just a wide range of definitions that conflict with each other, very confusing. And I think even just a fundamental issue of whether it is appropriate for federal inspectors, perhaps a whole new army of federal inspectors, to be engaged at the farm level. It's my belief that's the state's responsibility. And if block grant resources need to come back to the states in order to fill that role, that's certainly something that should be considered. But, everyone is for food safety. But when it comes to just another attack from the federal level, it's very disconcerting and disruptive to, providing jobs in agriculture here in Georgia and all across the country. So, well, I'll say, the produce safety rule is something that the listeners want to know more about that or something we can help. We certainly want to be promoting certainly sound policies, but certainly the direction the federal government's been going lately, whether it's water through the U.S. or the produce safety rule, none of the directions right now I think are good for Georgia agriculture, good for American in general. So thanks for helping us get the word out on that. It's something serious, and it's going to impact every consumer, whether they want produce to be able to grow in America. It's time to get some of these issues from the federal government under control.